Well, good morning, everybody. Happy game day from Cheesehead TV, coming to you live. Packers Daily in the house. Good to see everybody in the comments section already. It's game day, baby. Bring it on. Of course, the breaking news just before I went live is Davante Adams will not be playing tonight. Davante breaking the news on his old Twitter feed. And, you know, Davante, let me just address this for a second. You couldn't wait till tonight. Really, you had to say it in the morning. So now all day we got to hear from bitchy Packers fans. Oh, they should have drafted a wide receiver. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks for that. Anyway, wide receivers, golden retrievers, the family of beavers. I don't care. Packers are dropping 30 on Atlanta. Probably more. Bring it on. Can't wait. Bring on the Dirty Birds. Let's do it. Let the healing begin. Let the Packers fandom realize after tonight that it's not about wide receivers. It's about all the pieces. It's about five eligibles, and they can come from anywhere. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait for tonight. Let's go. Ominous tweet from Davante. It's not an ominous tweet. It just means he won't play. Nothing ominous about that. Feels like his Twitter was hacked. You don't know Davante very well. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones. A lot of Aaron Jones, no doubt. Damn, I had Adams in fantasy. Apologies, Alex. Running backs to go over 100 yards receiving. I mean, I think we'll see a game plan pretty similar to what we saw against the Chiefs last year. So, yes, I think Aaron Jones will be utilized in a lot of different ways in the passing game, but I think it won't just be limited to Jones. I think you'll see Williams involved, and I think you'll see a lot more of the tight ends. Probably Tanyan and Sternberger get a lot more targets. And obviously, MVS is still out there. Who knows what they get out of Shepard? Maybe Malik Taylor. So it'll be fun to watch. Is there a wide receivers, golden retrievers, family of beavers t-shirt? Not yet, Chuck. Got to think it's on the way. I got to talk to the guys about that. ZJ Slyman, thanks for the super chat. Prediction of who has a bigger night, Big Bob or Stern? Impossible to say. Just off the top of my head, considering what we've seen so far this year, probably Tanyan. But who knows? Sternberger could go off. Breakout game for MVS? I mean, he's had breakout games already, right? Where he's put up big numbers. He's just inconsistent. And I think I've said it here before. I don't see that changing magically in year three. But who knows? Maybe, yeah. You got to think the Falcons are going to be paying attention to him, though, as he's the one wide receiver with any kind of experience who's going to be taking the field. So I think it's going to be up to other guys to step up. Lloyd Dixon, thank you for the super chat. Bring on the Dirty Birds. I'm down 70 in fantasy. I have Rodgers, Jones, Williams, Big B, the GOAT, Crosby, and Packers defense. Wow, you went very Packers heavy. Usually in fantasy, you want to diversify your portfolio, kid. I don't know. That's what someone told me once. I am up in fantasy. I have Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. So hopefully he just holds serve and I win. Take me to 3-1 for the first time in like 10 years. We have Jamal Williams, the GOAT. There you go. Davante and Billy Turner have both expressed frustration. Is the Packers medical staff different? Yes, than the rest of the league. No question about it. They are more conservative. They always have been, which is why it was so laughable when Martellus Bennett made the claims he made a couple years ago. McKenzie has always been notoriously conservative with holding guys out. It's really no surprise. So are the players going to be frustrated? No question about it. As Davante says in his tweet, you know, apparently other people know his body better than he does. Obviously a shot at the fact that he feels fine. I mean, you saw him practice all week, and I can understand that frustration. But the medical staff, you know, they're the experts in the area. They're making these calls for a reason. Next man up. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Came down with COVID. 5 hours of Cheesehead TV will help sanity. Dustin, I am so sorry to hear that, buddy. Hope you're quarantining. Hope you're doing better. And we'll do our best to keep you entertained tonight. Does Alexander shadow Julio? I would suspect yes. That's what happened for a majority of the last game. However, it's no given that Alexander is even going to play. He has been dealing with that hand for the last few weeks and popped up on the injury report, what was it, not yesterday, or 2 days ago. So we'll see. If he goes, I would suspect, yeah, he'll probably be on Julio for the majority of the night while Kevin King is on Calvin Ridley, who is also slated to play. But I don't think it'll be a strict, like, shadow. Yeah, I think most – they will follow a little bit, but for the most part, they'll probably play sides. So we'll see. Nags, do you think that Robert Foster and Reggie Begleton will be activated? Maybe not both of them, maybe one of them. Probably Begleton, since he's been in camp and with the team. since the spring. Good morning, Go Pack Go. What's up, Craig? Thanks for joining us. The four-headed monster at tight end will eat tonight. Well, Jason, I don't know about Mercedes Lewis. I know he's been getting veteran rest most weeks, but this week he's actually been on the injury report and did not practice. So I think there's a chance that we'll only have three heads on the tight end monster. More Chris Barnes tonight? I would suspect so. Bigger game for Malik Taylor or Darius Shepherd? I got to think Darius Shepherd. He's the next man up. You saw him actually put into action last week. But who knows? You know, big stars come out on Monday night. Maybe someone develops. Maybe someone enters the national stage. How does the defense stack up considering scoring is up across the league? Go Pack Go. Well, they're going to have their hands full. The Falcons have certainly shown that they can score on anybody early and often. It's holding that lead that's been the problem. But I do think it's going to be a shootout. I think it'll be much like we saw last week up and down the field. I have little faith. I'll just put it out there. I have little faith that the defense can do much more than kind of maybe hold serve on occasion. I think much like last week, we'll see them scored on a lot. But they'll probably, hopefully, come up with a play or two here or there, a three and out here or there, enough to put the Packers ahead. I already see the Packers haters saying they should have drafted a wide receiver. Time to prove them wrong. Aaron, I can't wait, buddy. I can't wait. Tonight's going to be so delicious for that reason. Do you think Jace will see more playing time tonight? I do, Jake. I think we'll see a lot more two tight end sets, maybe even three tight end sets. And obviously, Jace will be a part of that. His receiving ability is going to be called upon quite a bit tonight. DeGuara trending the right way? Yes, he is. However, he's no certainty to play tonight either. So it could be a two-headed monster for all we know. But he has practiced multiple days this week. First time that's happened since the injury. So we'll see tonight. Lord Satan, Devontae tweeted, he's out. We know. We've been talking about it for the last 10 minutes. Where you been, buddy? Come on. Keep up. Time is money. Let's go. Joy the Jaguar. What's up, buddy? Great to see the Packers legend Travis Fulham score. How about that score? Fulham, who had a cup of coffee with the Packers this summer. I love the fact that this is the fandom in this day and age. Fulham in years past, like say when I was growing up, would have like come into camp, been there for a couple days, got cut, and no one would have ever remembered him. But last night he scores and my Twitter feed blows up with like, it's so he was with the Packers this summer. I love it. Absolutely love it. And hey, good for him, man. That was an awesome play. James, thanks for the super chat. Today is my daughter's due date. I wonder if we'll be streaming the game from the hospital. Do you think the Falcons actually compete? I do, James. I think they'll very much compete. So we'll see. We will see. Oh, yeah. Devontae deleted the tweet. Ooh, cryptic. Cryptic. Mm-hmm. Had to take a few rips before hopping on. Okay, Lord Satan, I hear you, buddy. Who's wide receiver three? Probably Malik Taylor, if they even run three wide receivers. Because you got to think MVS is one, Shepherd is two, and then maybe Malik or maybe Begleton. We'll see. Who are slash did they call up from the practice squad? Foster, Scuda. They didn't call up anybody. Nobody over the weekend. Patrick, thank you for the super chat. Hi, Nags. How are you? Go Pack Go. I'm great, buddy. Thanks for checking in. Hope all is well over in your side of the world. Those Falcon receivers aren't exactly 100%. No doubt, Scott. You heard Julio talking about it earlier this week, how he's still not full go, full bear, but he's certainly able to get in and out of breaks. He looks pretty damn fluid on the practice field. We'll see how he holds up tonight. And look, if you know Devontae is out, who knows now that his tweet is deleted? You know, it's going to be interesting to watch kind of the trajectories of the season for both Julio and Devontae. I mean, you got to think the Falcons are in pretty desperate straits, dire straits to want to throw everybody out there that they can to win this game, considering their record, as opposed to the Packers, who, let's face it, can probably play a little bit more cautious if they want to, considering where they're at. Will be nice to go 4-0 now that the Bears are 3-1. John, I mean, you don't want to worry too much about the Bears because, you know, worry about your own stuff. But, yes, it would be great to get a stranglehold on first place in the NFC North. I love questions. Sam, Devontae's tweet has been deleted. Any chance he plays? I don't know, man. Hold on. Devontae, hey, buddy. Yeah, you deleted your tweet. Any chance you play? All right, thanks, buddy. Okay, yeah, good luck. He says you'll have to wait and see tonight. Does the caution showed by the medical staff probably mean Kenny is out as well? I mean, each guy is individual. It's a case-by-case basis, but I would suspect, yes. I'd be surprised if he's out there tonight. Josh Jackson may see time. He may, actually. With Jair banged up, there's every possibility that we see Josh Jackson. Let me tell you, Josh Jackson against Julio, it's going to be a fun one. Nags, have you heard that Snacks Harrison is going to visit Green Bay? If you don't have an offer from the Seahawks, is it possible we're going to sign him? Let me tell you something. I'll believe that Snacks Harrison is going to visit Green Bay if he doesn't get an offer, blah, 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 if it happens. Until then, don't believe the hype. When's the last time you exercised? Yesterday. Went for a lovely run. Yeah. Oh, I also walked to the park with my girls. That was a good time. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Packers defensive backs are good enough to not let the Falcons wide receivers run wild. Sure, Gurley might get 100, but that's not their game anyway. I mean, yes and no. Yes, I think the defensive backs can hold up, but they are going to be challenged. It is undoubtedly their toughest challenge of the season if both of those guys go, which reportedly they are. It's no walk in the park, no doubt about that. Javier, thanks for the super chat. Once Kirk and Martin come back, Burks will be fifth on the inside linebacker depth chart. Yikes. I mean, but he also plays outside linebacker, as we saw against the Saints. And he's been invaluable on special teams. So it is what it is, man. Like, it's going to be like the year 2029, and someone's going to be like, Oren Burks isn't starting. Like, thanks, coach. I help and pray Seattle signs Snacks so we don't have to hear any more weeks of begging. I hear you, Joey. Adams just said he's out tonight. Ah, Michael, you're late. He tweeted that he was out, and then he deleted the tweet. So is he out, or is he in? Stay tuned. Tonight, on the latest episode of As the Packers Turn, we'll see. My dog is getting fat from all the touchdown treats this year. I'm getting fat just from being inside and being quarantined and just ordering out and drinking all day. Come on. Let's be real here. I mean, I don't think anybody's like getting a COVID body that isn't just, you know, nonsense. Right after this, I'm going to listen to Don't Believe the Hype. Good idea. More deserving of Hall of Fame, Sharp or Butler? Oh, Travis, damn. Damn, that's a tough one. Probably Butler. A more complete career, obviously. But damn, Sharp should be in there. No question about it. Nick, thanks for the super chat. This game reminds me of the Cardinals-Packers playoffs 2015, Rodgers, Jones, and meh. I don't know what that means, Nick, but Packers are going to win, so enjoy. Don't kill me for asking this, but if Adams does play, would the NFL fine him for that tweet despite deleting it? I don't think so, Robin. I mean, we'll see. If he does play and he has to deal with that, maybe they do something. It was funny because he actually joked about that. Was it 2 weeks ago when I asked him about the call at the end of the first half against Detroit where they ruled he didn't have possession of the ball. He joked about getting a fine for critiquing the referees. I would doubt it. But hell, it's the NFL. Who knows? They make up half this shit as they go along anyway. My guess is the team wants Adams to be considered a game-time decision rather than just telling the Falcons he's out. James, 1,000,000,000%. I have zero question that someone in PR went, whoa, there. Whoa, Nelly. But damage done. I love people coming in here 13 minutes after we started thinking they're telling me something about Davante Adams. People, he tweeted. He deleted the tweet. We've discussed it. We're on to Monday Night Football. Are we worried about Preston Smith? Play seems average. I'm not worried about him, as I always say, Robbie. The only thing I worry about are my children. But here's the thing, and I put this out there earlier this week. He's fine against the run. He's totally fine dropping back, much to the consternation of people, apparently. But he's fine in coverage. He's not winning his one-on-ones in obvious passing downs. That's what needs to change. And, you know, last year he came out the gates on a tear. And then kind of tapered off as the year went on. Hopefully this year he kind of builds up. Maybe, you know, lack of an offseason, no preseason work, very limited camp. Hopefully he's rounding into shape. And, hey, let's not split hairs here. It's not like Zadarius has set the world on fire either. I mean, Zadarius has made a few plays, had a couple sacks, but it's not like he's killing it. So maybe both of these guys are just kind of building up, hopefully. Speaking of Zadarius, he's another guy who's on the injury report who could possibly miss tonight. So that's definitely something to watch. Joey, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I somehow lost weight this year, Euchre season. You're a better man than me. Randy, will MVS step up? Tune in. I think he'll step up, and he'll also frustrate with a drop or two because he's MVS. Just woke up. Can't wait for tonight. How early were you supposed to start drinking? David, you're late. You can't drink all day if you don't start before noon, kids. Back the pack 2257. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Coach shows the reason he was hired tonight. Devontae or no Devontae, go pack, go. That's what I'm talking about. Back the pack 2257. You officially carry the G. That is correct. Stop asking this man about Devontae. He isn't Woj. Thank you, Kenny. Just hanging out in my apartment in New York City. Let me just real quick get Devontae Adams on the phone. I don't know. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you for a semblance of logic here on the old chat. Breaking news. I'm drinking tonight. Comment will not be deleted. That's what I'm talking about. What did you think about the Eagles running the ball at 201 last night instead of throwing it? Not like incomplete pass would hurt at that point. Nice seeing the 49ers lose a game anyway. I don't know. You know, I thought the broadcast crew made a whole lot of the two-minute thing. And I understand it. You're trying to get a play in prior to the two-minute warning to force them to take that timeout or not have to take a timeout. You get a free, quote-unquote, timeout. I didn't hate the play call. There were so many play calls yesterday that I did hate from all sorts of games. That one, it's way down on the list. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Let's rescue Crowder from the dumpster fire known as the Jets. Hey, the longer the Jets look awful, the more you got to think the fire sale is on, especially if Gase's job is in as much jeopardy as it sounds like it is. Lloyd, can't Adams just block Packers PR? No, they can literally walk up to him in the building, or at least Zoom him in the building. It's not like he blocks them on Twitter, then he doesn't have to deal with them. It's literally part of his gig. Like, they are part of the franchise, like the organization that he works with for around. Plus, I'll tell you this. Those Packers PR folks are sneaky. Very sneaky. There's a number of them who I know in life. I have no idea what their Twitter handles are, but I know they follow me because I get emails from them sometimes, or I get responses from them sometimes, like a text or whatever. And I'm like, I saw you tweet this. And I'm like, where are you on Twitter? And I search for them. I can't find them. Very sneaky Packers PR people. Time for Shepard to make up for that drop that was picked off last year. Jesse, you are absolutely right. Aaron Rodgers mentioned this in his availability earlier this week. You know, people remember that drop, and it was bad. Although I liked that Rodgers kind of took a little bit of responsibility for it, saying the pass was slightly behind him. But he still should have caught it. Obviously, it goes up in the air, gets picked off, etc. Everyone remembers that. But he had a very good camp, as something else that Aaron Rodgers also pointed out. A phenomenal camp, looks ready to contribute, and now he's going to be asked to. And that's all you can ask is that second chance. Hopefully, he makes the most of it. Toy Larry, thanks for the super chat. I was born in 1999. Oh, you precious child. I'm happy to say I've seen more success from the Packers in 21 years than the Vikings, Lions, and Bears fans combined. You, sir, you are spoiled. Very, very spoiled. Any word on Clark DeGuara tonight? Nope. They haven't tweeted or deleted it. So we don't know anything about them yet. Hi, Packers PR. Oh, I love it. I love it. Just making sure I didn't miss any super chat. Nope, I don't think I did. Oh, wait, there's two. There's a couple new ones, though. Hey, what's up, Nathan? Can Nagler block Corey from Twitter? Euchre season. Yeah, and then he'd like say, yo, what's up at our next communications or next. What is that called? Marketing meeting. AJ, thanks to the super chat. Coming up next on Devontae Adams TV Live, Aaron will break down whether Adams wears boxers or briefs and if he prefers Gatorade or water on the sideline. Stay tuned. Thanks to the super chat, AJ. Alex, thanks to the super chat. Offense going to look like they did in Dallas last year. I said before, I think it'll be very similar to what we saw game plan wise in Kansas City last year. But we'll see. I mean, that whole four game stretch is obviously something to draw from when it comes to playing without Devontae. But yeah, it will definitely be running back and tight end specific heavy, as it was. Wildy just said, BJ Raji is coming back. Fantastic. Matt LaFleur just needs to tweet out the injury report on his personal account. I'm all for it. I am all for it. I live for this. So Adams out. Colby, we don't know. We don't know. Devontae Adams tweeted that he wasn't going to be out there tonight, and then he deleted the tweet. So who knows? The intrigue builds. I can't thank everyone enough for hanging out, talking some Packers, but I got to jump. I can't wait for tonight. Please join us here on YouTube and Facebook for Cheesehead TV. Corey and I will be live now because the kickoff has been pushed back to 8:50 Eastern time. We'll be live at 8:15, 8:15 Eastern for a pregame, and then we'll have our live watch party for however long the game lasts, and then our post-game show, Gut Reactions, right after that. 5+ hours of live streaming. Please hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel so you get notifications and you know when we're going live. And if you really want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon account, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. It supports everything we do, including those 5+ hours of live streaming each and every game day. But if you can't totally understand, just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. Oh boy, we got a couple super chats real quick. Dustin breaking the Bears still suck. Destroy the horn. I like that. Thank you for the super chat. And Nuclear Family, has the league transitioned from players to not plays to plays, not players? X's and O's, not Jimmy's and Joe's. Kind of. I can't sum that up in 30 seconds, but yes. Question mark. That'll do it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great day, everybody.